The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. It might take a little bit longer to get you on the air this morning because it's just me and Dan Kennedy is out today. There's no phone screener here.
No, it's literally just the two of us trying to make this thing work.
So we're doing what we can do. But again, 617-655-1234. I actually surprised Lana on Friday. I called her as I was leaving the station. I was like, hey, you want to grab lunch? And she was like, I would love to grab lunch. So we went to this place in Charlestown called Brewer's Fork. And I realized after we got done that going to lunch with Lana is becoming one of my all-time favorite things.
Well, you should like going to lunch with your wife. That's good.
Well, I mean, no, I always enjoy it, but it has become a place where we can be alone.
I see what you mean.
But not at home. And it kind of, I don't want to say forces, but it requires us to sit face-to-face and talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Without all of the other stuff, because if you're sitting at the house, you get distracted by the TV, or you're not facing one another. You know, I'm sitting on the couch here, she's sitting on the couch there, but you sit directly across from one another, and we just had the best time. We just sat there, we had a drink, and we just laughed, kind of figured out our schedules over the next couple of weeks, because she's got all of her stuff going on, I got all my stuff going on. I just love it. It's becoming one of my favorite things that I need to make sure that we do more often.
You need those moments when life becomes hectic and you're worried about getting the kid to lacrosse or the bills or work.
All the other crap. We spent a lot of time watching television this weekend. I'm not going to lie.
It was cold out.
We watched the new Cameron Diaz, Jamie Foxx movie.
How was it?
I enjoyed it. It was cute. They have chemistry. The movie is not great. It's not a great movie overall, but I enjoy those two, and there were moments in there that were actually pretty funny.
Yeah, she hasn't done a movie in like a decade.
Yeah, it's been
outside of voicing Fiona and Shrek.
And then we've been watching American Primeval, so we finished that over the weekend. And I'm just going to say, if you don't have a strong stomach, don't watch it. It's set in, in Utah, in the, old Western times, and it is gory, but it's a pretty incredible story. And it's a mini series, too, so it's like six or seven episodes. You don't have to go on for seven seasons.
Right,
the
right.
Whole thing. And then we went over to our friend's house and watched the Buffalo game, where me and Barrett and his friend had a much too aggressive game of Nerf basketball. So they set up a Nerf basketball hoop on a door in their living room, and we had a slam dunk contest. We had a horse contest, and it gets
very... Did you forget you were in your 50s for a second?
Yeah, I'm feeling it this morning. I should not be doing a Nerf ball dunk contest is what I'm saying, Dan, this morning. Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that number to share what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Dan?
So when I left the show on Friday, I said we were going to New York for the weekend, mm-hmm. and we had nothing planned. It was all spontaneous. We decided literally last minute. On Friday, when the show ended, I didn't have a hotel booked. We had nothing planned. We just knew we were going to go.
It's fun, though.
Yeah, we just flew by the seat of our pants.
Right.
I literally booked the whole trip on the car ride there. And as soon as we got there Saturday morning, we went to Ellen Stardust Diner.
Okay.
That's the first place I wanted to take her to get some lunch. And the whole thing is it's a diner, but every single person in the wait staff there is aspiring to be a Broadway actor or actress. So they perform songs the entire time they're serving you. Like, the woman took our order with a microphone in her armpit while she was belting out "This Is Me" at the top of her lungs.
That is right up your alley.
And then as she's hitting the high note, she just threw the straws at us for our drinks.
Really?
It's a vibe there if you've never been. It's a lot
of
fun.
Now, are they really aspiring Broadway
people? Oh, yeah. They lose a couple waitstaff every year to go like on a national tour.
Right.
Someone just got cast in Wicked that was working there.
Oh, that is cool. What's it called again?
Ellen Stardust Diner.
Okay.
If you like musical theater, it's a good time. And then we went to the Summit at One Vanderbilt, which is like they take you up 91 floors in the middle of Manhattan.
Right.
We booked it at night, so when we got up there, it was just the city skyline,
mm-hmm.
and it was incredible.
Danny Vertigo?
No, I love it. I'm not scared of it. At one point, they take you out on like this glass bottom thing, so
thing looks crazy.
You're looking down like 93 stories.
Yes, please.
It's the people below you, and everyone looks like ants. And then, this is very funny, we went to a dueling piano bar that night. It was called Shake, Rattle, and Roll, and you pay money to hear songs, but someone else can come, and like if they don't want to hear that song, they can pay to have it stopped. And my girlfriend fought the entire audience over Taylor Swift. She stood alone, but she was fierce.
How much money did it cost her?
I have the Venmo receipts right here.
No, you do not. I do. So you're Venmoing the people that are playing the piano. Yeah. Are there two of them?
There's two of them,
two people playing.
And like there was a lot of Boston hate already, because so we were getting feisty, the two of us.
Did you have on a Red Sox hat or something?
It's a New York crowd.
Or you were just...
They were playing Sweet Caroline, and someone paid them to stop, and everyone started booing, and I got offended.
Okay.
She Venmoed the Dueling Piano guys $35.
For?
And it says, "Please, dear God, play a Taylor Swift song. I understand I will be outcasted for this request, but she's a god to me." And she got 14 seconds of a Taylor Swift song before a dude ran up with $40, slammed it on the table, and said, "No more." And then everyone cheered.
Oh,
and
no.
They looked and they started talking to her. I'm like, "Oh, Kaylee."
Right.
And then she sent them an additional $10 and said, "I am crying in the club. Please play 45 seconds of a Taylor Swift song, and I will be a happy camper. And if that other man comes up again, kindly send him away."
And?
They got about 14 seconds of Love Story in. And then someone else ran up, threw money down, and they cheered, and everyone looked at her.
How?
They put a spotlight on her.
On Kaylee?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then she sent $1 and said, "If I send another dollar, will you please?"
He's like, "No."
It was a lot of fun.
Those guys must kill it, Dan.
The amount of money they were making.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like they made just like $150 just off of Kaylee.
Just off the Taylor
haters.
And then at the end of the night, I got offered drugs outside of my hotel, which is, I think if you only get offered once, it's a pretty good ratio for New York City.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Somebody just walked up to you randomly?
He was standing outside the hotel room. He goes, "Hey, man, you got a light?" And I was like, "Nah, man, I don't smoke, sorry." And he goes, "All right, do you guys do crack?" And I was like, "No." That elevated so fast.
Is there nothing in between?
I'm just trying to walk into the Hilton.
Can we get some weed first and then maybe we ease into...
I was like, "No." And then I just didn't know what to say, so I go, "Have a good night." And I walk away. You still have to be polite to the man soliciting you.
Right.
That's in my DNA. I was like, "Have a good night, bye."
You didn't break into song like they do at Ellen's Startup Stand?
No, I was taken aback. And then Sunday was pretty low-key. We did something called Broadway Roulette, where you buy tickets for Broadway at a very discounted price, like $50.
And then you don't know what.
But you don't know. We ended up going to Moulin Rouge. Neither one of us had seen it.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. It is a spectacle. And then Monday before we left, we took a ferry to the Statue of Liberty, because she had never seen the Statue of Liberty.
No, wow.
So we stood outside when it was about 5 degrees on the water. Bruce Springsteen blaring through the ferry speakers.
Took coming a picture.
To, "You're coming to America."
That's Neil Diamond. But
okay. I was close. Some folk legends. And we had a great time.
And you didn't drive at all?
Not a single second.
That is wild.
I'm a passenger princess in this relationship.
That is nice.
I put my feet up and play on my phone.
617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. What did you get into over the weekend? That next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.